And that was the old boy right down here driving his brother, you know, out this side of Hugo. He had one big ride, rides in Madison Square Garden. He does, and everywhere, I guess. He is this boy killed his brother. He stomped him. Are you going to have to go back and run that thing back again?
No, we just turned it over this time.
We wasted a lot of tape there.
We haven't wasted a bit.
That boy now, that's a wonderful thing. It's a fella could live with. You don't know how it is. If you'd be my boy and I'd go pick you up and the boys had you and run my hand around you and then I'd stick my hand in a hole as big as your head.
Yeah. Well, I know how it is to have a little girl lying on a bed and just gasping and wheezing and coughing with an old dry cough.
Mm-hmm.
I know, my little girl had pneumonia. Called a doctor and he didn't come see her.
She cured
herself.
See, when that doctor was talking to me over there, this boy was sitting there listening at him. That was before you ever got into the hospital. And I couldn't think, you know. I couldn't even hear what the doctor was saying. And this kid laughed at me. He said, "Papa ain't got much nerve."
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
It's a lot different when not you. I don't know. I
was in trouble and he wasn't, you see.
Yeah.
He said that. It sounded kind of... You know, it kind of hurt me bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Papa can't take it much.
Well, he was probably doing that for his morale as much as yours, though. Do you ever have any trouble with this disease that turns people yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, a long time ago we used to have it when I was a boy, you know, they had yellow jaundice and the old doctors then had called it malaria, you know,
mm-hmm.
malaria jaundice. But they have it this year up here at school, you know, lots of children had it. Just lots of kids here had that yellow jaundice this year. Let's see what they...
They
call it different now. What do they call it now, Mom?
No, I think
so. But anyway, So Douglas up here was getting a brother-in-law some medicine. The little girl had it, and I asked him. I said, I seen the kid, and I just wondered if it ain't the disease we used to have when I was young. They called yellow jaundice, and he said, "That's it. That's all it is. Yellow jaundice."
Hmm.
And they have to stay in the bed about 3-4 weeks, don't they? Lay around. They won't allow them up.
Do most of it, when you're 7 days.
My goodness.
They throw up, you know, and the yellow, you just come yellow, the eyes will turn yellow.
Hmm.
It's a kind of something that works in that lung, I think.
Liver.
Huh?
Works on the
liver. Liver, yeah.
But it dries the liver. If they're not treated and don't take their rest like they should.
Boy, to get back to your boy again, that's sure a lot of worry when...
Me and her had enough worry to kill them all. But, you know, there was two boys. I told you about one of them, about the appendicitis, you know, mm-hmm. had the locked valve.
Well, he was a lucky one. You've had two mighty
Let me tell you, as that doctor had went on and kind of listened to me, as he'd opened it up and taken that bunch of peas out of the stomach, I'd see that kid in four or five days from then, been passed, you know, that inside, he might have cut that out, you know, and he had to heal quick, but
mm-hmm.
he lived in there that rotted, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
The gut rotted out, both ends of it, rotted off, and it passed, it happened to be at right that it could come out, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And we kept it in the slop jar, the doctor got out there and showed him, so it just scared the doctor to death. He didn't know whether it was close enough together to heal back together mm-hmm. or not, but he had sense enough to straighten him out and put him in ice, you know, and just keep him there.
Uh-huh. When did that happen?
About 40, I imagine.
This boy's older than this one here.
He's
4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I asked you this morning. I'll wait until we get to...